When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, the Texans offensive line, huge topic all season long, and it'll be a big topic.
Lazy narrative.
I think that's worked itself out. I think we know there's issues.
I know
what you're referring to. Titus Howard, this permutation of offensive line, Titus Howard at left guard, and I can't believe that we're saying this on the heels of how Titus played at left guard last season, but that's kind of indicative of where they're at with left guard this season.
Right, right. Yeah, it's not the ideal scenario. And I'm a little bit more optimistic about Titus Howard at guard this time around.
Yeah.
I saw some good things in the game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the reason the Texans couldn't run the ball, it wasn't because of Titus Howard. I thought there were some things in the run blocking that were improvements over either Juice Scruggs or Kenyon Green or Kendrick Green. And if he can, as long as he's genuinely embracing the role this time, I've put a higher ceiling on his play at guard than I would have previously.
Yeah, could this be a long-term solution? We'll see. I mean, it's one game this season.
Especially if Blake Fisher balls out.
That's right.
He doesn't even need to ball out. He just needs to look adequate.
Yeah. Yeah, be solid.
And he was adequate for three quarters. He had a few rough snaps in the fourth quarter, but I was largely very happy with the way Blake Fisher played.
I was, too. For a first start for a rookie.
Second start, but yeah.
Has he started another game this year?
Yeah, yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Titus Howard, how did you do? How do you feel you did at guard on Sunday?
Just trying to do what I can do so we can win. Got a couple guys down now. Got guys down. We had Blake who can come in at tackle, so I was open to moving, you know, so to help the team so we can get some more wins, clinch the division. Just trying to do what I can do to help win. I feel like last week was pretty solid. I'm not gonna lie. Pretty good game. A couple plays, you know, here and there, you know, just got to get back used to being inside, but I feel like it was a good game.
And you said the same thing, Seth. You said you watched Titus in the run game.
Yeah,
and despite this team only getting 23 yards on 12 carries out of Joe Mixon, you thought Titus looked pretty good.
Yeah, and he had some missed blocks, but they weren't ones that were, like, they didn't cause the run to fail on most of his missed blocks. But he also had some really good moments where, when it comes to forming a wall with either the center when you're working with him or the tackle when you're working with him, knowing when to pass off the player to work up to a linebacker, all that stuff, it just looked more competent. The timing, the footwork, all of that was just better than we've seen out of the other guys. And that was with his first time at guard this season. And it's a lot different. When you move down there, everything's a lot faster. The reads are quicker. You got to process more quickly. You don't have as much space to work with. So it's an adjustment. But I think that the arrow could point up over the next several games as to just what kind of play you get out of them.
Yeah. Was Blake Fisher's other start over at left tackle? Did Laramie miss a game?
It was when Tunsil was injured.
When Tunsil was injured. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And he came in and it wasn't good. It wasn't great.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So Titus, so we'll see. Along those lines with the offensive line, Juice Scruggs' injury is not a season-ending injury. It's a foot injury that's going to keep him out, presumably again this week. He's not practiced this week. When Juice Scruggs is healthy, do you think there's a spot for him on the offensive line? I'm not saying at left guard. Do you think he goes back in at center?
I think he goes back. As Nick himself said, he's more of a center than a guard. And I could see Patterson being either. And I know, I think John Harris and I disagree on this. And I got to ask John about it. I've never had a conversation with about it. But he thinks Patterson is more naturally a center as well. The thing that concerns me is there are things that you want a center to do in this scheme that I don't know if either of those guys have that same Chris Myers level of athleticism to do. There was a play last week where the center's supposed to reach block a two technique, a guy who's head up on the guard. And it's a tough block, but a really good center should be able to do it, and Patterson just couldn't get there. You know, it was one snap I'm looking at, but I think there's moments like that where, okay, is this youth, or is it that you're not athletic enough to be what they want in this scheme? I don't know, but I think that should still be, that should be a wide-open competition.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the fact that they just, you know, a couple of our listeners were upset about this during training camp, and I've admitted I was wrong on this. They were upset that they were just handing the position to Juice Scruggs, and it didn't look like they were letting Patterson compete for the starting center job at all. Yeah, I would agree with those guys now. I think that they should have making Kenyon and Juice like the day one, oh, yep, these are our guys. I feel like there's a little bit of hubris in that in your personnel evaluation.
Well, and that's where my question comes from. Yeah. Like, even if this O-line plays well, say, this, and I think if Juice misses this game, chances are he misses a game that's four days later. Let's say this offensive line plays well against the Chiefs and the Ravens, and then Juice Scruggs is healthy all of a sudden. Do you think he's like, do you think that happens?
I think he goes right back in at center. I think they like, the reason Juice Scruggs went to guard, where either Patterson or Scruggs could have played guard, was that I think that Patterson's done a better job with the calls.
Yeah.
There haven't been the miscommunications, the egregious stuff, like when Laramie and Ogunbowale were both trying to block a linebacker, an off-ball linebacker, while the actual edge rusher ran free.
Yeah.
A lot of that, because that happened in the Green Bay game to both Titus and Laramie. That's not the kind of stuff that veteran offensive tackles screw up. That to me is usually there was some kind of a miscommunication, and that went away when Patterson started playing center. So I think they stay with Patterson at center.
Yeah.
I think as long as Blake Fisher plays well, I think that they keep Titus Howard at guard.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is if whatever they have out there is working, don't change it. As long as the five guys are healthy.
Yeah.
Don't change it if it's starting to work. You've had a hard time finding a combination that works. I'm not sure if you've noticed, Texans. Text message. Are teams viewing the Texans as a super physical team these days? Are we headed towards a reputation for aggressive, physical, defensive play? I hope so. I think we're there. I think we're there with the Texans. The reputation that they've got for physical, aggressive play.
Yeah,
I think the Aziz stuff kind of pushed it over the top.
No, the Aziz stuff pushed it over the top. And then, you know what's been weird this week is I haven't seen any conversation about Kalen Bullock's hit.
I haven't either.
That was flagged. I'm guessing he'll get fined on Saturday. It's probably going to be $9,000 or whatever the first offense is.
Yeah.
But there's been zero discussion about it. And I kind of was bracing myself for an onslaught of, are the Texans a dirty team? This, right. That, the other. I think that was obvious enough to the naked eye that, all right, this is a bang-bang play where the player was going down. And it's not like Kalen Bullock didn't, like, alter his trajectory. It looked like he was targeting the helmet to helmet.
No.
So I think that was just the run of the mill. Okay, it's illegal in this day and game, but people didn't look at it as a dirty hit. And if anything, I think Tua might have gotten more flack for that than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Just for leading him into danger.
Tua for sure got flack. I think, you know, probably another difference too, Seth, is that between the reaction to that and the reaction, say, to Aziz Alshire is Kalen Bullock has been in the league for 15 games. Mm-hmm. You know, Aziz Alshire has had 6 seasons to build a reputation. Kalen Bullock doesn't have a reputation as a headhunter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah.
He's got a reputation as a center fielder, you know, a ball hawk.
Right.
But not a head hawk.
He could end up getting a reputation maybe like Ed Reed. Ed Reed had quite a few illegal hits back in the day. Yeah. But largely it was, okay, this is... you know what? I think also, for one, Azeez Alshired involved a quarterback who was sliding, who was... supposedly trying to give himself up, but he wanted it. He was trying to have his cake and eat it.
Trying to get a first down.
He's trying to get a first down, yeah. But also stay safe. But it was a quarterback, and also it was you know, there was like the immediate uproar from Moose Johnston and all of that that fueled into it.
Yeah.
So there's something about
there's a code.
Yeah.
Between
yeah,
players.
Yeah. But the reputation for the Texans as a team that hits really hard, I think that's cemented. I think that this defense is playing the way that the 49ers defense played when D'Amico was there.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. When they start connecting the dots, I think you'll start to hear more of that in the playoffs. Is like, wow, you know, the 49ers defense just hasn't been the same since D'Amico left. And now look at the way the Texans defense is playing down the stretch and hopefully on into the playoffs. This super hard-hitting, opportunistic defense.
Yeah. It's fun, man.
Like the Buffalo game was when Blake Fisher started it, right?
Okay, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, thank you. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Thursday here. Football Friday tomorrow, and actual football on Saturday here on Sports Radio 610. Texans and the Chiefs. Noon kickoff, 9 a.m. Texans countdown. So the Texans with this reputation as a hard-hitting physical football team. I think D'Amico Ryans would accept that. What about a coach in the division whose team has been called soft? How does a head coach react to his team being called soft? A future Texans opponent. We'll let you hear coming up next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.